producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The show, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So are you in this craziness? Are you on the roads? Are you in these traffic jams? I don't care where you live. I don't care if it's Sleepy Hollow, Ottumwa, Iowa, Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Davis Island, Florida, Sarasota. It doesn't matter. You are in the thick of the holiday panic season. I gotta get my stuff. Where can I go? Yeah, it's insane. It is. It's insane. And everywhere I look online, 5 seconds left to order to get there in time for Christmas. Proof that we are a nation of procrastinators and people who overconsume. It just feels like that. I don't know. Maybe it's just there are more people. Because we see with the census that, yes, there are now millions more in this country. I mean, crazy, especially in the Sun Belt, as the populations have exploded there. There are 321.4 million peeps in America as of July 1st. One of the things we're going to talk about this hour, first of all, at the end of the hour, we've got Nail the Score. Woohoo! You could win a computer. Could win it for next year. How great would that be? Doesn't cost you a dime to play Nail the Score. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week. You call in and tell us who you think's going to win. We're also going to go through the top stories, start to do that anyway, of 2016. One of them certainly was ISIS, ISIS, ISIS. Sadly, what happened in Paris and other attacks and the concern over the recruitment of too many young people from so many other countries who somehow think being a member of ISIS is glamorous. Now they're talking about tracking jihadists online. Is there a way to locate terrorists on the web? I was reading something about that today. Any way you can locate them and you can do the whack-a-mole thing, I think is a positive deal. Grim. Hello, hello, hello.
I've been having a hard time trying to figure out what to talk about here. I had something. You know, Kate, you did see that with the Apple CEO on 60 Minutes, didn't you?
I did see that, yes.
Well, one way they
story,
can do it.
Two-parter.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, one way they can do it is, you know, because, yeah, you know, they use encryption, and that's what I did in the military.
Encryption.
Well, mechanic operator. Communications. Commo chief.
Like
and
it.
Comsec material to repairing anything. But anyhow, what they can do, because software can be hacked, is they can actually put a chip in there that is hard-coded the software.
Really?
Yes, ma'am, you sure can.
I love that.
I mean, there's a chip in there that's hard-coded to do the encryption as it is. And that's why they have a difficulty, you know, hacking into, you know, as he explained. But if they want, you know, because you put the software hard-coded on a chip, they can't get at it and figure it out. And then it would be able to send not only a GPS signal, but it'd also be able to send, you know, keywords that it'd key on and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and you know, Tim Cook defended that whole encryption technology thing, yeah.
Well, I agree with him because, you know, that's part of the Constitution to be secure in your papers and your private. Yeah. But in this manner, I mean, I told you about the new computer I bought. It's got like FBI Module 1, FBI Module 2.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, that's all on the current software to where you can't truly erase, you know, explicit, you know, if you're a molester, they can dig up, you know, Well, you understand what I'm saying. They can get kitty porn and all that up, and you think you actually got rid of it. The only way you're going to get rid of it is if you just burn the hard drive. Oh, well, the whole computer, really, because like I said, that you know, you could still have some in random access memory. But that's just one way of keeping the private secure and also still being able to secure, you know, from terrorist attacks is, you know, you zero in and just casually survey the people, you know, and then, you know, determine whether they're, you know, they're a threat.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if
absolutely.
They're not, and they're just, you know, whack-a-mos, you know, a little bit of cost, but, you know, the job was done. Just an ideal, you know, I'm throwing out there.
Sure. Absolutely.
And, you know, when you go to buy one, just learn to accept it, you know.
That this is the way it is.
Yeah. And regardless, you know, I've even thought of there's, you know, a way we could restart the whole internet system itself because to my own belief, you know, it should be the free access period. It started that way. But for educational purposes, and it was, that's what it was supposed to be. It was an educational tool, but like TV was too. It turned out to be more entertainment than what it, you know, really is. But you could go back and category everything because it's already set up the same way as the Dewey Decimal System .com, .gov, .et.
True.
You know, entertainment. And just reclassify everything, you know, into those areas.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense to me. I agree.
It wouldn't be hard to do.
Then why aren't they doing it?
Well, that to be honest with you, I've always commonly said that, you know, we're going to die at the speed and rate of the internet. Because, you know, their tools, certain things have a tendency to be your own undoing. You know what I mean? Historically. And what I wanted to talk about was Obama.
Mm-hmm.
One speech he made, it sounded like to me he was trying to repeat history, just like back in the 70s with the PLO and Arafat, and that's what he was offering ISIS. You have to go back and listen to it. And my dad was asked, you know, back then, and I heard this by somebody, he said, well, what do we do about these? Well, they've been warned for 4,000 years.
Right about it, yeah.
He said, the only way you're going to get rid of them is if you just go in there and crop dust them with a nerve agent. And then you might get rid of all of them.
Right.
But
yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, I know Dan likes hearing that.
I know. Dan likes hearing that, and a handful of other people like hearing that. Yeah, it's just, boy, it's just an untenable situation, and what is it that we do? What do we need to do? And, you know, this is the way it is, Grim. You know this. When it doesn't affect you to your face, you think it's terrible and awful, but you're not as concerned. When all of a sudden something happens in your neighborhood, oh, man, you are up in arms. Now you're starting to think like you're saying, can we just drop a bomb on them? What can we do? How do we eliminate these cockroaches? Grim, happy. Thanks for the call. Stay with us, y'all.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
And for those who are more like Santa Claus, we do have the potential of a computer giveaway. Yes, at the tail end of the show, we will be doing that nail the score thing. If you have no idea, you think I'm off my rocker, you don't know what I'm talking about. Nail the score means that our computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. What happens then is you, yes you, Mr. and Miss Fabulous, call this show and tell us who you think's going to win of the two teams and what the final score is going to be. There is no wrong answer because we don't know the answer. Sometimes it's like a baseball score, 10-7. Sometimes it's outrageous, 40-20. So no answer is wrong. That's the beauty of this thing. So keep this number handy, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. It's just that easy. All right, so as we motor along here on the show, you want to know some things that could be worthwhile next year that might get you really jazzed? If you're a TV head, and I don't think many of you are listening to America Tonight, but maybe you are, you know, I'm not a huge TV person other than sporting events, news things that are happening, and binge watching. I'm a binge watcher person because I'm too busy and I don't want to plop in front of the tube all the time anyway. But if you watched Full House as a kid, or perhaps your kids watched Full House, remember that sitcom? Bob Saget was one of the main characters on it. He has been talking a lot lately. He's been on a couple of shows I happened to catch when I was flipping around on the radio. And they're doing Full House again. It's coming back, Fuller House, Netflix, in February. Wow. What's that going to look like with the twins and John Stamos and all the rest of that crew, I guess, are going to be part of it? I think that's pretty interesting. I think it's interesting that every maybe 10 years or every decade, somebody, these writers in L.A. say, yeah, why don't we just go back to that? Let's just do a reunion show. It was popular. Let's do a reunion show. And if you're one of the actors that were on one of those shows, that's a pretty good deal for you, right? Hey, I'm not going to complain. I'm not complaining. Sure. I'll take it. Then we move to something completely different, but something that we've talked about a bunch on America Tonight. And it has to do with the Redskins. Since we're doing the nail the score thing at the end of the hour, the Redskins name is offensive to so many Indians. So they've been pushing to get Redskins, the name, taken off the Washington Redskins. I get it, but I don't get it. And I understand why so many people... I understand why so many people are up in arms. I understand why so many people think this is silly. It doesn't matter, though. It's in the courts. The Redskins are fighting it. But check this out. A federal appeals court ruled against a trademark law that's been used to challenge the team's name. The D.C. Circuit Court ruled that the federal Lanham's Act ban on disparaging trademark registrations is viewpoint discrimination and violation of the First Amendment. How about that? See, that sums it up the best. It's the viewpoint thing. And that ruling came in a separate case filed in 2013 by members of a band called the Slants, who were refused a registration of their trademark on the grounds that their name is offensive to Asian Americans. So, blah, blah, blah. Bottom line is this. The federal court in D.C. now says it's unconstitutional for the government to refuse to register trademarks because it disapproves of the messages or concludes that they may be disparaging to others. Whew. Thank goodness, just in time for me. My book, I have a new book out called Invade the Man Cave, Sports Secrets Guys Don't Share. If you go to invadethemancave.com, you can read more about it. And actually, I've been on a lot of shows lately talking about it. And I hope some of you don't find it offensive, but that ruling helps me. It's a joke. It's tongue-in-cheek. Now, as for Redskins, that was considered to be powerful. And back in the day when that name came up, that's what it was about. It wasn't about trashing Indians. It was about, wow, tough. We will go out there and we're warriors. But now it is about point of view. So that ruling is incredibly interesting, and it might be a little bit of a gift for Daniel Snyder, but we have to still wait and see where it all ends up. How about this story? A school principal is banning Santa, Thanksgiving, and the Pledge of Allegiance. See, now we go from one point of view to another. And I have to say, thank goodness I didn't grow up in this era of political correctness out the yang. Why do we have to constantly change everything? I get offensive, but I don't think this is. And with Pledge of Allegiance or anything where there's a mention of God or make-believe, Santa, whatever, why can't people sit it out? Why can't kids sit it out? Again, I don't understand this, but I'll tell you the story. So this was, it's no longer, Santa Claus is banned, the Pledge of Allegiance is decided at the Harvest Festival. It's replaced Thanksgiving and winter celebrations, substitutes for Christmas parties. The principal at PS 169 in Sunset Park, Brooklyn, which is pretty politically correct, I suppose. They say we can't say Christmas nothing with Christmas on it, nothing with Santa on it, no angels. We can't even have a star because it represents a religious system like the Star of David. A memo was sent out last month from the assistant principal suggesting a harvest festival instead of Thanksgiving and a winter celebration instead of Christmas, because they had to be sensitive to the diversity of the families. Not all children celebrate the same holidays. 95% of the 1,600 kids at PS 169, 95% are Asian or Hispanic. And many of them celebrate Christmas and Thanksgiving. You know, it's just, it's, here's what I don't understand. Can't there be something for everyone then? Can't, you know, I think I said this. I was at a comedy club a week ago, and what was really good, and of course comedians are not politically correct, even if it's clean comedy, and there was a cake that had Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas on it, just split in half, and I thought, this is perfect. Because there are plenty of Jewish comedians there, and there are plenty of others who might be Christian or believe in Santa or whatever. And it was tongue-in-cheek and funny. It was this beautiful, big sheet cake. In schools, I understand the sensitivity thing. I do. And absolutely, you have to be aware of the demographics of your school. But I just don't understand why they can't meld in. Okay, we have diversity. Encourage your diversity. Can't you meld in different cultures? Can't you celebrate and recognize all of the cultures? Wouldn't that be pretty easy to do? I would think so, right? Take those kids for a spin by the United Nations and look at all the different flags. See how they meld together. Just saying. That's the way to do it. All right, here's a Christmas miracle. I'm going to throw this one out. And this one I dug out. Somebody sent me a text, and I had already heard a little bit of the story anyway. They found a man alive 60 hours after a landslide swept through part of a manufacturing city in southern China. Riao Langzihong of the emergency office said that the man, Tian Ziming, was rescued about dawn on Wednesday. He said he was from southwestern China. He had a pulse and everything. They found him. Can you imagine what that was like for him? So he underwent surgery for a broken hand on his foot, which was wedged against the door panel. He'd been trying to get out of his room when the building collapsed, and the door panel created a space for him to survive. How about that? So because of the action he took, it actually saved him in a very strange way. Bravo, I like that. Hang with us.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer are pulling on the rein. Bells are ringing, children singing.
Here we are again, Santa Stop, mailbag style. A lot of you had Christmas things you were telling me about. I think that's very, very cool. So on that note, let's go and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Wendy. Hey, Kate, I don't know where you're spending the holidays, but I hope it's someplace exciting. I know you have a good family. I've heard you get excited and talk about your family. So to you and your family, have a terrific holiday. And that's sweet. Thank you. Same back at you. All right, here's another one. This one is from Hal. Kate, I actually emailed you probably 5 or 6 times this year. I'm going to try to increase the amount that I email you. I really enjoy the show. Thank you and your staff. I think they do a great job. I know that you mentioned Nathan and you mentioned Patrick and everybody else who's involved in your show. They just are wonderful. So bless you all and have a happy, happy holiday. Sweet! All right, here's another one. This one from Donald. Kate, I can't wait to find out what happens in the new year with America Tonight. Every time I turn your show on, I think it's such a gift. I love listening to the guys that come on with you from your staff. I think that they're really funny, and I enjoy so much of what you do that I, again, cannot wait to see what happens in 2016. And let's see what your predictions are like. Predictions? What are my predictions? Somebody asked me the other day, come on, just tell me, what's your prediction for president? I don't know that that's so incredibly difficult if we see what's happening with the Republicans and, of course, with the Democrats, Hillary Clinton, but we won't even get into that right now. Here's one from Strategic. Hi, that's my nickname, Kate, so I'm just going to go with my nickname. I thought of you because I'm from Philadelphia, but I live in California, and I got to travel back home. I was so excited. It was actually kind of snowy, and it made me feel really, really good to be back home again. It's always so hard to come home and then leave. I don't know if you find the same thing. You know what? It has been for me over the years, but this year's different. The last couple of years have been different because my mother sadly died, and she was so the anchor. So we would go back to Cherry Hill, you know, New Jersey, right over the bridge from Philly. And it would be difficult to leave because you'd have this great time, and then you'd get back on the plane, and it's like poof. But this year it'll be different. It'll be with family in Florida, and I have a lot of family in Florida. It'll be awesome. It'll be equally as awesome, and it is hard, I think, when you leave. It's exciting when you. It's like anything. It's exciting when you get there, and then it's harder when you leave, unless you're there too long, I suppose. If you're used to whatever it is that you do, here's where my things are. this is what I do. Anyway, thanks for all those notes. Appreciate it. One last one. Rick says, hey, big shout out to Nathan. He does such a good job when he comes on the show with you. I like that fruity, nutty thing that you two do. He cracks me up. He's very deadpan. He will hear that. We'll pass that on to him. I think he does an equally, yes, a fabulous job on the show. Are you kidding me? And with all the music and everything else that he inserts, for sure. Let's move on to some more. This one from Jason in Illinois. Hi, Kate. It's very strange that we don't have any super cold weather. I'm so used to it being cold, honestly, that it's very strange to see that, you know, that we have this temperature spike where it'll be, you know, in the 60s. And I guess I'm not complaining because I don't like necessarily shoveling out of snow, but I kind of like that brisk feeling, if you know what I mean. Absolutely. I do know that brisk feeling. I used to like the fall. When I lived in the East, I liked the fall because it wasn't snowing, but it was that feeling. It was the brisk, as you described, and that cold air hits your face, but it's not ridiculously cold. So, you know, absolutely. Here's one from Chris. Kate, what do you think about Bo Bergdahl and what's going to happen to him? I heard you talking about him last week and the fact that now he's going to be arraigned on charges, including desertion. Do you think that they throw him away for a long time? Oh, I think absolutely he's in trouble. Think about that. He was held by the Taliban since, what was it, 2009. We did the exchange thing. Obama did. Remember how furious Congress was, 5-1. And he's going to go before the judge on a whole bunch of charges, including desertion. If he's convicted at a general court-martial, he could get life in prison on the misbehavior charge and 5 years for desertion. In case you don't know the story, he walked off of his post in Afghanistan in June of 2009. He was released in May of 2014, part of that prisoner swap I mentioned, and of course that set off a whole firestorm of craziness between the president and Congress. Bergdahl's disappearance and the possibility that he wouldn't even get punished or get light punishment infuriated a lot of people who said fellow soldiers took a lot of risks to search for him. So that's part of what they're pressing here is that, hey, these guys risked their lives searching for him, and then he just walked off. So we'll see. I mean, there's no way to predict for sure what they're going to do, but he'll definitely get some time. I mean, it's not going to be a slap on the wrist. Glenda says, IRS, I love it. I heard you say the three dreaded letters the other night. I agree. They are the three dreaded letters. $46 million in tax refunds, what a bummer, which means people are going to have to somehow scramble around to get whatever money the government says that they owe back. How awful is that? And I think I heard you say 13,000 people. Yeah, it's 13,000 people is the number I saw, over 13,000 people, and it's from 2013. So they're saying that there was a programming error. and $27 million of refunds were issued for those for that amount of people, and that was that year, a couple years ago. So now they're going to have to go back and dig through. I guess they can find those names, of course, and then they'll have to go through and then bill them, I suppose, what they'll have to do. Then I guess it also showed over 3,900 people had potentially fraudulent tax returns that were issued because of ineffective monitoring. So they say that's like $19 million. You know, it doesn't give you great confidence. Nobody's thrilled about Uncle Sam in the first place. Even if you say, look, I'll pay my equal share of taxes. Nobody really enjoys it, let's face it, right? And then if you were to be one of those people where, because that's, I think that you're not necessarily trying to swindle anyone. You think, wow, did I mess up my tax return? You got money back? Could be just even a little bit. Who knows? Somebody might have gotten a hefty check. But either way, what a disaster. I mean, what a disaster to have that happen with the IRS. Not good for them in the middle of really a couple of years where there have been a lot of screw-ups. A lot of screw-ups. Here's one from Walter. Kate, new listener. When I say new listener, I caught you in Sarasota. I've been listening, gosh, probably a month or so. I just moved here. And I have to say, I work in the middle of the night, and I really enjoy listening to America Tonight. I find it interesting, some of the topics that you talk about instead of the same old, same old. And it's interesting when you do talk about politics, some of what people are saying when they call the show and how you handle them, I think, is really, really good. Trump, to me, is just an idiot. And I think people that are Republicans who just feel as though they need to vote Republican are just buying it hook, line, and sinker. In a way, it reminds me of Romney in a different way. I don't think Romney was a celebrity like Trump, a reality star, but I think people knew that Mitt Romney was not going to get elected, but then they just buy it hook, line, and sinker, whatever they're selling, and they go along with it. And this is the same thing with Trump. It's kind of like blinders on. And I think you can admit, hey, this is the only party I'm voting for, but I'm not really crazy about the candidate, but I refuse to go in the other direction. I can respect that, but I can't respect when people say they're embracing Trump when they know he's a buffoon. Here's the thing. He could be President Trump. I don't know. It is just a crazy phenomenon in a way, isn't it, with this whole Donald Trump thing? I mean, you know, some people thought when he jumped in that he would do this for a while and then he would jump out, but he's in this. He's in this to win it, and he's used to winning. That's the thing. He has that mindset of just keep going, and that's what he's doing. And if he wins the nomination, everything will be leveraged with him. So you can't do anything about the way people are voting. If the primaries turn up Trump, then it's Trump. That's what I'll say. It's Trump. And Trump, his latest thing is, he's calling Hillary Clinton a liar over the whole ISIS recruitment video claim thing. So it's pretty interesting to watch that war of words escalate somewhat. But, they, you know, these people, when they're on the campaign trail, they know this, and then all of a sudden it's over with. You know, I mean, they say harsh things and it's over with, but basically what Trump is saying is that during Saturday's debate, Clinton said Trump had become ISIS's best recruiter, saying they're going to have people show videos of Donald Trump insulting Islam and Muslims in order to recruit more radical jihadists. And Trump said that he is the last person Clinton wants to run against in the general election. So this is more of the tit-for-tat kind of thing. All right, thanks for all of your emails. I appreciate it, and I'm sure the guys do too. Remember, you can always email us at americatonight.net.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed. It is time for another edition of Nail the Score. Will it be you in the winner's circle this time around? You could win a computer. What a way to start off 2016. Tell you what, in my life, when I had to save my pennies to get a computer, I would have loved to win any kind of a computer from any kind of radio show. I never had such luck. You, however, might grab a little bit of that fairy dust, say the right score tonight, and before you know it, a computer could be yours. We do it for fun. No score is out of bounds. You don't have to know football. Maybe you do. Maybe you like it. Maybe you don't. By the way, if you want to know more about football, I have two books, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS, or Invade the Man Cave, Sports Secrets Guys Don't Share, on Amazon right now. Snap it up while you can. The computer, I hear it in the background. Nathan Reeder has it ready. Let it fly, Nathan. Ooh, all right, so here we go. This is the game of the week. It will be the Giants and the Vikings. It is the Sunday night game on NBC, being played in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Vikings and Giants, my friends. Who wins? What's the score? Let me jump to the numbers again. Here's the digits, 855-266 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Jump on this while you still can. Who do you think wins? What's the final score? Peter, pumpkin eater, not really. He's our the man in the bunker. He's our first victim for this segment. Hey, Pete, how are you?
Merry Christmas, poor princess.
You too.
Oh, Lordy. Minnesota and New York. And they're playing in Minnesota?
They're playing in Minnesota.
And they're going to be one man short?
Yep.
Yeah, well, okay. Let's go with 32-17. Minnesota.
Ooh, 32-17 Minnesota. Pretty good guess, Pete. I hope you have a great holiday.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Wonder what Pete gets in his stocking. Wonder if, like, someone wraps up things for him in the stocking. There's a huge debate that I think I accidentally started about whether you wrap presents that you put in the stockings or not. I say wrapped. If you're going to get, I don't even care what you're getting someone unless it's a piece of fruit. Why not wrap it? 855-266-5283. Or you can send us your guess at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Grimmy is back with us. Grim, what do you think?
I'm going to go off the wall here, but I kind of agree with Pete there. And, you know, 37. Minnesota, and 27, New York.
37-27, Minnesota.
I mean, the scores have been wild and weird anyhow.
They have. That's why I said no guesses out of bounds, because who knows what the score is going to be. Oh, I agree.
But your stocking stuffer?
Yeah,
My parents, one time, because my sister wanted a mouse for Christmas.
Yeah, I love it.
Put a mouse in the stocking.
Oh, that's hilarious. I wish you had a picture of that. Oh, that is hilarious. I love that. A mouse in the stocking. Grim, you come from really good stock. I love it. Your family sounds so fun. The stories he tells from his past, I think, are just hilarious. I never got a mouse in my stocking. I'm trying to think what I got. I got good things. I think I said this one night on the show. And one, you know, when you're a kid, like, one of the things we liked was they had those, remember that, and they probably still sell them, the Lifesaver books. They're real thick. It looked like a storybook. You open it up and there was like, I don't know, 10 rolls of Lifesavers or something. I remember we always had those for sure. All right, Pete, Grim, you are locked and loaded, so to speak. And then I can see that a few are coming in via the email, and I promise you I will have that, and it will be duly noted. It will be duly noted. And let me note this here for you. We are skipping a week. Oh, I know it's sad, but I am actually taking a week to spend with my family, so we will not have Nail the Score next week. Sad but true. But the following week, as we are all jacked up to start the new year, oh yeah, full speed ahead. So just 1 week off. Maybe Pete, maybe Grim, maybe they win, maybe some of the others that are coming in. All right, Nathan, what do you think happens?
I'll give purple a chance.
Yeah, you live in the purple city. You got to pick purple, right?
I don't got to. Oh, I don't got to do nothing.
That's right, because you do it. You're an independent. You do what you want.
That's right. That's right. But I'll give them the chance this time. How about
31-20 Minnesota. All right, so Nate has spoken. Everybody's saying Minnesota. Yeah, I don't, you know, the Giants could win this, but I think Adrian Peterson, as long as his ankle is okay. And I think it is. I say Minnesota, too, as well. I think Minnesota wins it by a score of 27-21. So I'm saying lower. Minnesota. You know, it's interesting because this is when they pick Pro Bowlers. And I was just looking at a list today of Pro Bowlers. Yeah, in my spare time. Six teams don't have anybody on the Pro Bowl. Chicago. They missed the playoffs for 8 of the last 9 years. The Colts, struggling. Jacksonville, do I need to say anything else? Saints, Chargers and Titans, no representatives this time around. How about that? Pretty big. And on the other hand, I'm just going to throw this in for grins since I do like football. A first-time Pro Bowl selection. This guy is money in the bank if you're a fantasy player. DeAndre Hopkins is had this, he says, as a goal since he got into the NFL. Woohoo! He made his goal. He is going to the Pro Bowl. Who wouldn't want to go to the Pro Bowl? You get to hang out in Hawaii. You get to have fun, hang out with other players, whatever. Of course, what you really want is to win a Super Bowl. And he and his teammate, I would say, he and his teammate, J.J. Watt, would much rather be going to a Super Bowl than be so concerned about, hey, we got the Pro Bowl. And, you know, who's to say? The Texans, it's been, I think really it's been the quarterback dilemma for them. But, you know, they managed to win last week, and believe it or not, they are 7-7. If you look at the Texans, and they're taking on the Titans this week, so you got to assume, no offense to Titan fans, that they're going to win that one. And then they move to 8-7. And hey, they're first in the AFC South. So they could be absolutely going to the playoffs. It looks good for them. In fact, the Colts are 6-8 behind them. Then you have to go to Jacksonville and Tennessee. So at least representing the South, I would assume that that happens. They finish out with the Titans and Jacksonville. A pretty good chance that they end up 9-7. So for the Texans, they get the high honors of JJ and DeAndre, but they're looking to do some damage when it comes to the Super Bowl more than I think anything. Right here, I'm going to throw out some of what we've gotten in so you know. This one is from Belinda. I don't think we've ever had Belinda on this show. I would remember that name. Belinda, my boyfriend said to send you this email. I sort of know football, sort of.
Ho, ho, ho! Oh, little train.
Exactly, ho, ho, ho. And my guess is 35-21 Minnesota. Everybody pick Minnesota. Good luck. I hope someone nails the score.
Uh-huh. Ho, ho, ho. Hey, where's that man? Check it out. Hey, yo, got my homeboy Lucas on the block. Hey, this is Kenny Monkey.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Wave, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Wave to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.